Keith Bona is a long-serving member of the North Adams, Massachusetts City Council, as well as the owner of Berkshire Emporium and Antiques in the northern Berkshire City's downtown. He tells WAMC that efforts to govern the community of around 13,000 have been hamstrung by the COVID-19 pandemic and the budgetary concerns it raises. Bona says he disagrees with State Representative and former Mayor John Barrett about how the region needs to reshape its economy moving forward.
He did bring up, a point about, getting high-speed internet, and that makes sense. I mean, that's something we've needed, and of course, during the middle of everything happening now, that would have been beneficial to have set up long before now. But, he also talked about how it's going to be devastating in North County, and it is. It's going to be devastating. We're going to be hard hit, and I think it would have been equally as devastating if it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. We're pretty much have the same amount of industry when it comes to diverse industry here in the past 10 years as we've had in the past 50 years. We have a number of small manufacturers. We have art and culture, and that's what we had also in the 27 years that he served. So for him to say that we put all our eggs in our basket in the past 10 years, we actually have the same amount of diverse industry here in the past 10 years as we've had in the past 40.
So I'll turn that question to you. Given that Northern Berkshire County, like the rest of the country, is going to face a continuing economic downturn, what do you think the best move is for that region to survive these troubling times?
It's going to be challenging, and I think what even makes it more challenging is we still don't know what limitations the future is bringing us. We don't know as these stores open, what are going to be the restrictions. A lot of times we get, boost of, financial benefits from events and larger cultural activities, and those right now are either being terminated, deleted. We don't know when they're going to return. So, the rest of this year is going to be extremely challenging to, it's going to be in survival mode, as is, for retail stores like one that I own. 25% of our annual budget, gross income, just disappeared. So, we got to try to make that up at least to cover our expenses. I don't have, those answers right now. I think it's really to put ourselves in survival mode. I know as the city council, we have our finance committees, we're looking at our budget. I mean, the state hasn't even told us yet what they're going to be giving us, other than saying it's not going to be good. They're going to be making cuts. We just don't know what. So we could be talking our budget being $1 million in deficit. It could be $4 million, again, as a city, we can't have a deficit, so it's going to come down to cuts or tax increases to make up what the state is cutting. But we don't have those answers yet.
Your store is located in downtown North Adams, which has been struggling for some time. But due to its proximity to Massmoca, which brings in a huge number of visitors to the region, it's gotten a big boost from that presence. With Massmoca closed for the season, how are things as both a civic leader and a business owner looking in downtown North Adams?
Well, I mean, you're seeing more some of the smaller businesses, try to come up with creative ways, with more online marketing and selling, but it's such a small piece compared to what we were doing, and it's also not what some retailers want to do. That's not what their intent was, to be a warehouse and shipping department. They want to see customers and talk with customers. They want to have a space where people can come in and browse. So as is right now, with everything being shut down, and then we've got two or three more weeks before they say we might be able to do curbside pickup. And I think curbside pickup is ridiculous. It's to limit us to that. It's again not going to help us survive. I have 20 rooms. You can see maybe part of one from outside. You can't see the rest. And for me to put all these items online just isn't feasible and economical to do. So, that's just me. Every store is a little bit different. So to make one set of rules for everybody just doesn't make sense.
North Adams City Council meets next week to discuss the issues of the community. I'm interested, what is on the docket this week? And will anything that the city is working on directly address these concerns that you have as a business owner?
So our meetings have been very short. I mean, our last meeting literally consisted of the mayor giving a COVID report of, you know, what the city's doing, you know, in procedures. And, you know, at this point, again, without knowing what the state's going to do financially, it's really hard for us to work on a budget. But the agendas have been pretty minimal, you know, because we haven't been able to have the committees or staff or get the information as we would have 3-4 months ago. So pretty minimal agendas.
Something you've drawn attention to as a leader in North Adams has been about access to testing in Massachusetts. You've identified a disparity between Berkshire County and, say, Cape Cod. I wanted to hear you talk a little bit more about what you found in your own research in testing availability in the Commonwealth.
We have one official site that's in Pittsfield. And, you know, there are people who said they can get tested through their doctors, you know, and they can make an appointment. But when you look at the state map, what the state put out for COVID testing sites, Berkshire County shows one, and actually, you know, you can go almost into the next county quite a ways, too, before you see any more. And then once you hit about Central Mass going east, you see a lot of testing sites. Now, around Boston, you would expect that. But when you look at Cape Cod, and Cape Cod has a population of just over 200,000. Berkshire County has a population of 130,000. Cape Cod has, so Cape Cod's about 1.5 times larger than us, but they have 13 times more testing sites. So then you think, okay, maybe it's because they're doing much worse with the, you know, the virus, and that's not the case. You look at the number of the cases, it's pretty much equivalent to the per capita rate that Berkshire County has. So I have to ask myself, I was like, well, if the state doesn't feel we have the need to have more testing sites out here, which I believe we do, you know, for older people or people without vehicles that are in North County, they don't want to be traveling an hour down to Pittsfield to get a test if they're just feeling a little under the weather. However, you know, they should be getting tested because these are people we don't want wandering around. If they think they just have a cold and maybe they have something else. And again, we know that this virus, you don't have to show any symptoms to actually be positive and you can still spread it. You know, there should be definitely more convenient testing for, you know, essential workers that are around patients or around a lot of people every day. And the Cape has set that up. Even this week, they are still adding test sites. They just added a drive-through. They have test sites at pharmacies. They have test sites at high schools. They have test sites in hospitals. And we have one in this, you know, that literally is an hour away from much of the Berkshire County. So if the state feels, okay, they don't need more test sites out in the Berkshires because they must be healthy, we're not concerned about their cases, then why do we have to follow all the other same strict rules that a metropolitan Boston does? Doesn't make sense.